गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन आनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शत श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 21। स आदिराजो रचितांजलिर्हरिम् विलोकितुं नाशकदश्रुलोचनः न किंचनो वाच स बाष्पविक्लवो हृदोपगुह्यमुम् उदादवस्थितः स आदिराजो रचितांजलिर्हरिम् विलोकितुं नाशकदश्रुलोचनः न किंचनो वाच स बाष्पविक्लवो हृदोपगुह्यममुम् अधादवस्थितः स आदिराजो रचितांजलिर्हरिम् विलोकितुं न शकदश्रुलोचनः न किञ्चनो वाच स बाष्पविक्लवो हृदोपगुह्यममुम् अधादवस्थितः स आदिराजो रचिताञ्जलिर्हरिं विलोकितुं नाशकदश्रुलोचनः न किञ्चनो वाच स बाष्पविक्लवो हृदोपगुह्यममुम् अधादवस्थितः स आदिराजो रचिताञ्जलिर्हरिं विलोकितुं न शकदश्रुलोचनः न किञ्चनो वाच स बाष्पविक्लवो हृदोपगुह्यममुम् अधादवस्थितः स आदिराजो रचिताञ्जलिर्हरिं विलोकितुं न शकदश्रुलोचनः न किञ्चनो वाच स बाष्पविक्लवो हृदोपगुह्यममुम् अधादवस्थितः माताजी सः हि आदिराजः द ओरिजिनल किंग रति रचितांजलि विथ फोल्डेड हैंड्स हरिम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विलोकितुं टू लुक अपॉन न नॉट अशकत वॉज एबल अश्रुलोचनः हिज आईज फुल ऑफ टीयर्स न नॉट किंचन एनीथिंग उवाच स्पोक सह He, Bashpa Viklavaha, his voice being choked up. Hrda, with his heart. Upuguhiya, embracing. Amum, the Lord. Adhat, he remained. Avasthitaha, standing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The original king, Maharaj Pruthu, his eyes full of tears and his voice faltering and choked up, could neither see the Lord very distinctly nor speak to address the Lord in any way. He simply embraced the Lord within his heart and remained standing in that way with folded hands. Purport. Just as king is said and addressed in the Brahma Samhita, just as Krishna is addressed in the Brahma Samhita as Adi Purushah, the original personality, so King Pruthu, being an empowered incarnation of the Lord, is referred to in this verse as Adi Rajah, the original or ideal king. He was a great devotee and at the same time a great hero who conquered over all undesirable elements in his kingdom. He was so powerful that he was equal in fighting to Indra, the king of heaven. He gave protection to his citizens, keeping them engaged in pious activities and devotion to the Lord. He did not collect a single cent of taxes from the citizens without being able to give them protection from all calamities. The greatest calamity in the life is so to become godless and therefore sinful. If the illicit If the state head or king allows the citizens to become sinful or indulging in illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating and gambling, then the king is responsible and he has to suffer the resultant sequence of reaction for the sinful lives of the citizens, because he levies the taxes on them unnecessarily. These are the principles for a ruling power, and because Maharasputtu observed all the principles for ruling chief, he is referred to here as Adirajah. Even a responsible king like Maharasputtu can become a pure devotee of the first order. We can distinctly see from the King Prutu's behavior how he became ecstatic both externally and internally in pure devotional service. Just today we have seen in the newspaper of the Bombay that the government is going to repeal its prohibition laws. Ever since Gandhi's non-cooperation movement, Bombay has been kept dry and has not allowed its citizens to drink. But unfortunately, the citizens are so clever that they have increased illicit distillation of liquor, and although not being sold publicly in shops, liquor is being sold in the public lavatories and similar abnormal places. Unable to check such illicit smuggling, the government has decided to manufacture the liquor at cheaper prices so that the people can have their supply of intoxication directly from the government instead of purchasing it in a public lavatories. The government failed to change the hearts of the citizens from indulging in sinful life. So instead of losing the taxes they collect to inflate the treasury, they have decided to manufacture liquor to supply to the citizens who hanker after it. This kind of government cannot check the resultant actions of the sinful life, namely war, pestilence, famine, earthquakes and similar other disturbances. Nature's law is that as soon as there are discrepancies in the regard to the laws of God, which are described in Bhagavad Gita as dharmas shaglani, or disobedience to the laws of nature of God, at once there will be heavy punishment in the form of sudden outbreaks of war. We have recently experienced a war between India and Pakistan. Within 14 days, there have been immense losses of men and money, and there have been disturbances to the entire world. These are the reactions of sinful life. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to make people pure and perfect. If we become even partially pure, as described in the Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, by the development of the Krishna consciousness, then the lust and greed, the material disease of the citizens, will be reduced. This can be made possible simply by broadcasting the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness. Big commercial and industrial firms have contributed many thousands of rupees to defense funds that burns the money in the form of gunpowder. But unfortunately, if they are asked to contribute liberally to advance the Krishna consciousness movement, they are reluctant. Under the circumstances, the world will periodically suffer from such upsurges and outbreaks of the war, which are the consequences of not being Krishna conscious. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaha Kadam Hiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees who are assembled here for the today's morning Bhagavatam class. As we know, the Vyas himself speaks, or the bodies may change, but the Vyas is the actual speaker and the writer, who is one of the Satyavesh avatars of the Lord. So seeking his blessings and the mercy, so that we can glorify his words and the personality of Godhead in the midst of the devotees. So in the Bhagavatam, one shloka comes where they mention the Lord appears in six types of incarnations Lord takes, or appears in the six various ways. That's the sometimes Lord appears just to perform some pastimes. This is called technically a Dilavatar. So Lord Ram, Chandra, Lord Vamandev, Narasingadev, they appear and give us the pastimes. And they are remembering them and narrating these pastimes, people. So they have a long life. Like Lord Chaitanya also, he is one of the Leela avataras. At the same time, he is Yuga avatar also. So these are the Leela avatar. Second is Guna avatar. So Lord appears for management purpose. So creation, maintenance and destruction. For these three purposes, Lord takes three forms. Lord Brahma for the creation, and Lord Shiva for annihilation. And the difficult task of maintenance, Lord himself continues in the form of Vishnu. So creation, maintenance and annihilation, these three tasks is done by the Guna avataras. And then there are the Purusha avataras. The Lord appears in the form of the Karanodak Sai Vishnu, from which every pore of the Karanodak Sai Vishnu, one new universe comes. And that there are multiple planets, and this creation goes on in description. And each Rome coop of the Lord Karanodak Sai Vishnu, there is one planet is created, one universe is created. And after him, the Garbhodak Sai Vishnu comes, who enters in every planet of it, and he is called the super soul of that planet. And then the Shirodak Sai Vishnu comes for the purpose of the maintenance, who is the super soul of every atom in the world. So one devotee asks that there is to Bhanu Maharaj that the super soul present only in the living entities or in the even the inanimates. So Bhanu Maharaj says, not only living entity, not only in inanimates, the Lord present in the form of the super soul in the every atom, because every atom gets energy by the presence of the Supreme Lord in the form of super soul. As soon as the Lord leaves, every atom loses capacity to even to bind the other molecule or atom to hold the universe together. That's how when the Lord leaves in the form of Supreme Soul, Super Soul from this universe, the world collapses and everything merges. So then the Manvantara avataras. So we know that the Brahma and Indra, all these powerful deities, they have made qualified themselves by performing some activities by which they are qualified to get instated to that positions. Like when Bhagavatam says that the 100 lifetimes of pure varna, following the pure varnashram ashram, the living entity becomes qualified to become the post, occupy the post of Brahma. You perform 100 ashwamedha sacrifices, you become qualified to achieve the post of Indra. which is one of the connecting link to this pastime of Purutu Maharaj. Indra interferes again and again because Purutu Maharaj supposed to, he was on the verge or he was conducting 100 sacrifices at that time. He comes and disturbs him. So this Manvantara avataras, whenever there is this no qualified living entity to occupy the post of Brahma or Indra or Varuna, this Lord himself comes and takes up the position of the maintenance or ruling of the over the verse or the universe or the world, so that the creation goes on smoothly. And then there are the Shaktyavesh avatara. Then there are Yuga avataras. As we know, the Krite Dhyayatam Vishnum Tretayam Yajatomakhe Dwapari Parishayam Kalotad Hari Kirtanad. So whatever benefits people derived in the Satyuga by performance of meditation on the Lord Vishnu, same result they got in the Treta Yuga by performance of the sacrifices. And then in the next Yuga, in a Dwapar, they perform the same activity but in the form of the deity worship. And the last, in the current age, Kali Yuga, it is mentioned as the Kalotad Hari Kirtanad. The first Yuga, Krita Yuga, or in a Satyuga, people perform big meditations on the Lord Vishnu for a long periods, and that got the benefit. What benefit they got? In the next age, they got the same benefit by performing various sacrifices. And the same benefit they again got in the Dwapar Yuga by performance of the deity worship. And in Kali Yuga, they got the same benefit by performing the pleasing the Lord in the form of chanting of holy name. So Kalevan Kaler Dosh Nide Rajan Astiyeko Mahan Gunat Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramrajit. So by performance of this chanting of the Lord Krishna's name or holy name or Mahamantra, people can achieve the same benefit what previous ages. So we in this form, although we have least qualification, but still the greatness of this Kali Yuga is by performance of, with this least qualified body, if we perform the minimum activity of the chanting Hare Krishna, will achieve the same benefit as people have achieved in the Satyuga by performance of lakhs of years of meditational activity. And then Yuga Avataras. And then Lord appears in the Shaktyavesh Avatara also. So Shaktyavesh Avatara is Lord personally don't come, but he empowers some qualified living entities to continue some task which he desired to be accomplished. Just like in the beginning, he gave Jnana Shakti to Chatushkumaras and they spread the knowledge all across the universe. And then he gave Bhakti Shakti to Lord Naradamuni. So he became the Shaktyavesh Avatara of the Lord to spread the Bhakti all across the universe. And then there is Parashuram, who was empowered with the Lord's potency to annihilate. The destruction Shakti, Samhara Shakti was given to Lord Parashuram. So he comes and annihilates the Kshatriyas all across the universe from 21 times. And then Vyasa is given, literally considered to be literal incarnation of the Lord. He is also Shaktyavesh Avatar. And he is given the power to write down all the scriptures which are available in the people's memory, just for the people in the next previous coming ages to get benefit by it. And this, among one of this Shaktyavesh Avatara is Purutu Maharaj. Purutu Maharaj is considered to be Adi Raja. In this text, he is considered to be Adi Raja, means he has given the power to rule over. He is the first king who has empowered to rule and set example for others, whoever is coming in the next parampara or line or lineage, to the, how the rule, how one should rule, what ideal example he has presented and how to rule. He is ideal example for people to set, he is ideal example for devotees as well as he is ideal example for the kings to rule and devotees to follow. Prabhupada in this purport mentions some of the qualities of the king, what are the responsibilities and how king should behave that we should see. So Prabhupada mentions that the king has quality of to conquer, and what qualities he conquer over? The king conquers over the undesirable elements from his kingdom, just like the four regulative principles we follow in ISKCON. Similarly, Prabhupada mentions that all these four undesirable elements almost present nowhere in the kingdom of Purutu Maharaj. Similarly, it also mentioned that they are non-existent when the Kali came. he saw these four places, four pillars of adharma. It never existed anywhere in the kingdom of the Parikshit Maharaj as well. So this four, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, and meat eating, these four principles of adharma has never existed. And he completely conquered over all over his kingdom, that they were extinct from his kingdom. So heroic and powerful. He is so powerful that anywhere the adharma increases, he just conquers over them. He never fear. So up to the such state that when the Mother Earth was not giving the resources for his supplying resources to his citizens, he chastised even the Mother Earth. He was so powerful. He said that ki Vasudhe Twam Vadishyami. So O Mother Earth, I will punish you. So he was so powerful that he was able to punish or threaten even to Mother Earth also. So just to supply and for the need of the citizens, fulfill the need of the citizens. He was ideal example for citizens to follow. He is not only the ruling, but as well as the heroic, but he was ideal example for the citizens to follow him. He protected, he never levies any unnecessary taxes on the citizens, just like in the Prabhupada mentions, just to get the taxes from the people, the current ruling people or parties or kings or people in the power, they are trying to redo the things or trying to establish the adharma or which are not or supplying the activities which are supposed to be prohibited. They know in the long term or short term, both the ways it is dangerous for the people, because once the people start the drinking alcohol, there will be house problems. Problem starts in the house, family will be destroyed, and the person himself, personal and the outside, both the ways. Person destroys his health, the family is destroyed, and eventually the city goes to the various problems. And government has to spend so much money just to maintain all these people and the families. But still, knowing the future, the ideal king is never allowed these activities to happen in the kingdom. But the current people, they know we are here for some time. What does it matter? Just let's have some time and get some money, because they are not driven by the benefit of the people. They are driven by their own greed and selfish motives. So we are, for some time we are in the power. So let us do by which we can amass maximum money and present to the people. Oh, we have done so much activities. We have done so much. We have fulfilled your needs. Although it is dangerous for you, for a short term and long for both, but still we have fulfilled your needs, please select us again. But the king is not like this. King is selected, is considered to be the Naradeva. He is a representative of the Lord in this world. He is not selected by the people, but by his good qualities, he becomes the king. But the today's politicians are selected by the people. That's why they have to beg, and they cannot implement the activities which are displeasing to the people. The people has been degraded so much, they select the people among the who are degraded only. So that's why there are chaos in all over the society we experience. So it is one of the quality of the, again, king is to protect the citizens. The Prabhupada mentions, he protects the people from the godlessness, not from any other thing. But the today's politician in all across the world, everywhere, people are just trying to do, protect the people from physically. But here Prabhupada mentioned that the ideal responsibility of the king is to protect the people from the godlessness. Because when the godlessness enters, all the bad qualities will enter into people's life. When the Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Randikar, where the Krishna is there, no bad qualities can stand. But the where Krishna is there, where Krishna is absent, all the bad qualities enter into people's life. That's why Prabhupada is mentioning here that the godlessness is a major problem in people's life, and they need to be protected from this godlessness rather than any other thing in this world. So this one ideal king we have recently experienced in the recent past is in Indian history, especially in the Maharashtra, is Shivaji Maharaj, King Shivaji. He was such that the Mughals used to come and do all the nonsense, even to the extent destroying family, molesting women, destroying people's properties, their crops and everything. But he, although he captured some of the greatest people and their wives, but he never harmed children, crops or their family members. Just like he treated the enemy as enemy and their enemy's family members as their own kinsmen and citizen, he protected them as their father can protect the citizens. So he was like that. But the today's we see the no country behaves like this. And I beyond this is Prabhu says is that Prithu Maharaj is devotee of the Lord. If beyond all this quality, supremest quality of the Prithu Maharaj is he is devotee of the Lord. And this quality surpasses all other qualities. If one is devotee of the Lord, there is if he don't have these qualities also, in due course of time he will develop. He will not harm people, he will not divided access, he will become heroic, powerful. In every circumstances, he will be able to protect the people and provide them what they need and sufficiently protect them. So people today are trying to go to hell, but the policies and inventions made by the people and today's politicians and citizens, today's politicians and the rulers are such that they are inventing new things, how to send the people faster to the hell than to protecting them. So this is current scenario of the people, those who are living in. So one, we can see in the current context also, there is war in the some country, like Russia and Ukraine war. There are two countries fighting. One country is trying to save himself. Other country is fighting just to conquer the country, other country. The main element is fear. The one country is fearing that if he becomes ally of someone, they are my enemy, then I have my interests at risk. The other country fears, if I don't become the ally of this country or this group, then there always we have a danger or threat from the person who is next to us. So fear is main driving force. In that sense of the fear, they are destroying almost innumerable amount of the billions of dollars has been destroyed, weapons has been destroyed, but still the war is going on. Thousands and thousands of life has been destroyed. It mentioned that almost many thousand soldiers has been killed from the both the sides. And the many citizens has been vacated their establishments just to fear that they will lose their lives. So these people not able to, they are current leaders, but they are driven by their fear and the greed. But the Prithu Maharaj was not such a king. He was driven by the principles and godly devotion. But the today's people are godless, that's why they have no good qualities in today's context. So we see that yad yad acharati shrestas tattad eve tarojana sayat pramanam kurte lokastad anuvartate. If our leader or whomever you are trying to follow is not have good principles in the life, he is not having exhibiting good qualities, then we'll also have the same thing. Just like in a survey, recently one devotee was mentioning, the survey says that the people sit in front of the television or a screen time is 5 to 6 hours all across the globe, 5 to 6 hours screen time of every individual in the world. Means they spend 5 to 6 hours in front of television or mobile. So how much time out of the, you can say 25% of time of their life's time is spent in with the dead, dealing with the dead matters. The mobile doesn't reciprocate. Mobile is just to do certain work, or television is certain work. But they think that it can give us pleasure and other things. But still, they get disappointed by the same thing. So India has surpassed even them. The people spend 5 to 6 hours, but in India, average screen time is of people is 7 to 8 hours. So when there is no good leader whom to follow, then this there are no king at present. There are politicians who have no good qualities. So in democracy, people are looking after other people, like a television stars, whoever appear, because they spend a lot of time there. So they think this television stars or actors or cricket stars or sports stars in general, they are our leaders. Or somebody in the organization who is in big position, the way he has reached that post, they don't know. But still, he becomes our ideal, that I also want to reach the same position, by hook or crook. So these people driven by their selfish motives, have like in television they show. What they show that the, some actor is there, he enters into temple and he sees the deity and he closes his eyes. And he sees next to it, there is one girl standing. He is also folding eyes and trying to pray. What she is saying, he don't know. What he is saying, he don't know. So he opens the eye and sees the girl. And again closes the eye. And the same thing is done by the girl. The girl opens the eye, sees the boy, and then she gets attracted. So both are looking. So came to temple with the right motives, but they are distracted there in the temple itself. So Bhagavad Gita mentions, Kurmo Angani Vasarvasham. Once you enter into temple, you have opened all your senses. But what these people are doing, they are opening their senses to again do the sense gratifying again in the front of the Lord. And but most of time their senses are closed only, eyes closed. Instead of seeing the form of the Lord, deity of the Lord, which is considered to be Bhushan Bhushanangam, they are seeing each other. Same material things they are bringing into the temple also. So this is the one sense. Again, some people come into the temple and they sit and try to meditate. You have seen some examples here. Some people come and they just sit and just posture. No chanting, no praying, nothing. They have become like a Moni Babas in the temple. But the purpose of temple is vibrant with the sound vibration of the Lord's holy name. They should come in touch with it and try to, with open mouth, they should chant and hear with the ears. But they come in the temple and close their senses. And next other thing, if you see, some devotees in ISKCON, if you, before coming to ISKCON, we had experience of prasad, some small pieces of sugar candy. They will give in your hand and you go out. That is prasad concept. But Prabhupada has made us the realize that everything, whatever we eat, can be prasadam. But the people concept is still the outside people. They come and take, expect something very small, insignificant to their hands, and they just eat and go. And after going out, they will go to the restaurant, to their houses, and they will eat lavishly. So they are trying to satisfy their all the senses in non-Krishna conscious way. Eating 4 times, 5 times. But as soon as you, even devotees try to serve here, when we go for a preaching, we take prasadam. 30 people will come, but we book prasadam for 25 people only. But that also never ends. The people will have some, puji thoda dije, thoda dije, thoda dije. And then they will go to their homes and again eat the same other thing which they have cooked. So people had developed such a distaste for the prasadam or spiritual activities. It is very difficult to understand. So this Saturday when I went for outside preaching, so once I was singing Jai Radha Madhav, it has been a year, people will follow, but still they will sit there in front of you and you sing first, and normally you expect that the people will follow, but they will keep their mouth shut, will not open it. So this time I had to do Jai Radha Madhav for 30 minutes just to make them understand how important this is, for make them sing this repeatedly again and again and again and again for 30 minutes it continue, and finally they sang for the last 5 minutes and then we started the class. So such activity, such a difficult time is there. The people have such a distress or disinterest in the Krishna consciousness or philosophy or spirituality. They're very difficult to break their barriers. When you ask them to chant, they will say probably time nahi hai. So kab uthte hain, we wake up 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then we'll go to work and then come by 6:30, 7 o'clock, and they ask them what time they do. So they will spend time everywhere with the mobile, with other activities, but they will not spend time, the same time, with the spiritual activities. For example, I asked one person, he is an auto driver. I asked them, when you go to work? He said 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and then work in the whole day. So all time you are driving? No, I am waiting. So ask him, please take some small book of Prabhupada and your bid bag. All the time you are waiting, just one thing you have to do. What do you have to do? Keep chanting. Few times, just out of you are 4 times waiting, the 2 times you chant, 2 times you can spend time with your friends. So in this way, he said, yesterday I chanted 8 rounds. Previously he was chanting 0. So this way, very difficult to get the people out of their comfort zone to perform devotional service. Although they know it is important, but still they take it very lightly. So because they have no education, they have no exemplary leaders like a Prithu Maharaj, who is ideal king, ideal devotee, exemplary for citizens. So just like some devotee said, people aarti, they sing aarti and they say ki prabhu kya hai mera, kya lagat hai mera, sab kuch hai tera, sab kuch tera tere ko arpan, tujhe arpan. In this way they sing, but as soon as the devotee enters their houses, so one devotee went, he wasn't saying that we go to the houses of the people and they say ki prabhu dhanya bhag hamare jo aap hamari kutiya mein padare. It is like a palace, 3-4 rooms or palatial building they have, and they are saying it is kutiya, aap hamari kutiya mein padare. And then they will introduce, prabhu, this is my hall, this is my drawing room, dining room, this is my kitchen, this is my bed, this is my children's room, this is my guest room. And in finally devotee ask, so do you have any place for the temple also? Oh yes, yes, so this place. And devotee didn't say, but he later remembers that, oh, the last place which is unused, they thought that it is useless, so let's put some altar kind of structure there and worship the deities for the namesake. So all these people invariably, everybody has temple in their houses, some deity, some form of the Lord, but they do not know the importance of it because they have not experienced it or seen the exemplary example. So they see ki my house is important, bedroom is important, guest room is important, dining area is important, kitchen is important, children's room is important, but deity room is not important. They plan it for the last. So this way they are living the life. So what hope these people have in their lives? Because the leaders are busy in performing ugra karma. They are doing all drilling, mining, all sort of activities just to draw from the Mother Earth. And because of this, the Mother Earth's balance, whenever it comes in the Prithu Maharaj section previously, when this impious activities of the Vena increased, Mother Earth stopped giving. Similarly, what we experience today's terms, pestilence or drought or too much rain, too much heat, too much cold, all because of the people's this ugra karma only. Their mining activity and drilling activity, all has disturbed the Mother Earth. That's why she just stops giving the resources and the people start suffering. They're one of the major causes of the people. If the leader planned accordingly, then the people will have their necessities matched, fulfilled, and then they will be happily practicing Krishna consciousness. So there is a question comes, although we don't have exemplary leaders, so whom people can look after or look forward to see them? Because there is no education system which educates people about the, there is education system for everything except the spirituality. Proper systematic education system is not there. Systematic people are not there who can encourage people or guide people. So in this way, there's one proposal from my side is, every person is living at his home, and I have seen this, categorize this in 4 categories. Just like you see, some people, I say, some people are living in the prison houses. It is like living in the tamoguna. They have all negative thoughts. Although they are living in a home with a husband, with a wife, with the children, with the family members and other relatives, their purpose is to how we can run away from these people. How they hate each other and they just want to get rid of each other or sometime kill each other. So these are the tamasic living people are experiencing their houses. Because of their bad habits, this has come in the situation. It is like a prison house. Just like in a prisoner, he wants, warden is providing, but still prisoner hates him and wants to run away from him. Similarly, the situation of the family members and the leader of the family has become. The living in the house has become like a prison house. Second option is like living in a rajoguna, or it is like a shop or a business. So it is kind of neutral setting environment driven by the fear of the people. If I don't serve my husband, he will not provide me. If I don't please my wife, she will not give me happiness which I desire. If I don't study nicely or don't do activity which my parents want, they will throw me out of the houses. See, this is very common in the West world. These two kind of livings are very common in the West and metro cities of the India also, with these are now catching up very fast. So they see, calculate everything. What are my benefits? What are my losses in this relationship? How will I get benefited? If I say like this, he will be pleased. If I say like this, he will displease. So knowingly, they try to control themselves. They are like actors. They are behaving, they are something, but they are behaving differently. Just to save themselves. Out of the fear, they are behaving. And the third kind of living is like positive, scriptural based living. A living driven by the duty, sense of duty. There, people are ready to sacrifice. Kind of wife is ready to go to extreme degree to cook for husband. In an unfavorable situation also, husband is going out of the way just to provide, because he is husband, I should provide it. I am parent, so I fulfill all the necessities of my children. I should not neglect them. I am child of someone, so I have to take care of my parents. I have duty towards my nation. I have duty towards other citizens, other living entities. In this way, these are the things which are mentioned, good qualities mentioned in the scriptures of living person should follow. But all these three categories falls in the bodily concept only. They are main motive and driven by the bodily concept only. But beyond this, Rajoguna, Satoguna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna, Rajoguna and Satoguna. Beyond this three is a fourth kind of living. A house which is made of, which is driven by the love and the Krishna in the center, which is, you can say, is like a temple. So every house, Prabhupada says, is a temple where the deity is worshipped and the Lord is staying. So in this, the people exhibit all good qualities. They are ready to get killed and sacrifice themselves to save others. So this spiritual activity is, Radhanath Maharaj in one lecture mentions, the spiritual relationship between the devotees is beyond the birth and death. Although you may be father, mother, child, you are still on the bodily platform. But once you connect this, that this child is the part and parcel of Krishna, it has been given into my custody for some time. Although I am father, I have a responsibility for him. I have to take care of him and encourage him to become devotee of the Lord. So he can fulfill his mission of the life. In this way, I am the husband, I am wife, or other relations as well. So this way, when one is driven by the spiritual purpose, this house becomes the temple and people are ready to sacrifice. And this relationship goes beyond the birth and death. The one or few examples is like, once Vidura, when he was driven by the Duryodhana, driven out of his kingdom, he thought that this is the greatest mercy of the Lord. I had such a long cherished desire to visit the holy places. Because of this all politics of the Duryodhana and other people, and this is all kingdom, I have not been able to visit the dham. So Lord has arranged such a way that I should visit now the holy places. And he thought that the Vidura, this Duryodhana is now becoming a representative of the Lord to send me to help me fulfill my desires, and he is going his way to be destroyed by his own karma. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, as soon as he saw the curse has come uttered on him and he hears the news, he says sees this opportunity, and again he puts Krishna in center. He realizes, he comes out and he installs his son as a king, and he comes out and performs the devotional activity, hears Bhagavatam, and that's how we hear the Bhagavatam has been taken birth. Similarly, Narada Muni becomes happy as soon as he hears the curse of the Daksha, that all across, you can't stay one place. You constantly has to roam around the world. There will be no place where you can stay for long. He becomes happy and starts traveling. So similarly, we see this is when the negative happen and devotee takes it positively because of the presence of Krishna. But there's another relationship which is between the spiritual master and the disciple, based on the spiritual grounds. As we have heard, the Prabhupada mentioned that the many time my spiritual master come into dream and ask me to take sannyas. And every time I was threatened that fear become the fearful. What will happen to my family? What will happen to my this project, that project? And eventually Prabhupada, accepting the will of his spiritual master with the guidance of his god brother, he took the sannyas. That time also he was almost on, equally practiced this on the spiritual platform. Similarly, we see the Rupa Goswami, on the long back, these personalities, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Rupa Goswami left the body, but still they guided him to come to the West, and he ordered him again, although you have, all your endeavors had been failed, but don't be discouraged. Your endeavors will be successful and you will preach this Krishna consciousness movement. And then continue. He begged him and then eventually he went to the West. And third, we see the how the commitment made based on the spiritual grounds when we commit in our relationship to the Lord, how the greatest example is Juhuland. The Prabhupada invited Radha Ras Bihari to stay here and he committed that I will make temple here for you. You just be here and wait for some time. But we know how much struggle Prabhupada went through. All the deed was cancelled, land went out of the hand, but still Prabhupada didn't give up. His disciples, supporters and everyone, or the opposing party, everyone discouraging him. But still Prabhupada didn't get discouraged. But he continued to his spiritual commitment and his spiritual relationship, what he's committed. And he, with the determination, continued. And eventually, he was successful in his endeavors. Finally, Krishna helped him. So another example is, just like relationship between the devotee and devotee is Ladini Mataji. When the Ladini Mataji was born in America and she was placed and she went just to preach to in Africans and she was staying all the neophyte devotees. And when this demon-like person was ruling there, Idi Amin, he, because of some misunderstanding, he asked the devotees to vacate and he was supposed to kill all the devotees. The Ladini Mataji, senior most there, she came in between. She says, before killing the Krishna's devotee, you have to kill me. And she sacrificed herself. And then we know she was not seeing the bodily concept, body of the people, but seeing on the spiritual platform, they are the devotees of the Lord. They are dear to Krishna and I should protect them. Before me, they can't kill me. So she sacrificed herself. Similarly, one example is Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gives that when he was seeing the Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj in the last stages after the cancer, he was supposed to leave his body. And before, almost a month before, the Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj got a dream that the Tamal Krishna Maharaj came and he said, "Ki, I know how much anxiety you have for your followers because they are your spiritual children. And I have seen this because suddenly when Prabhupada called for me, I have experienced that and my follower had to suffer so much. They go through so much pain. But same thing is going to happen with you. And Prabhupada is now calling you and you have to come." This dream has ended and he said before the end, "I will personally come to see you." Although Tamal Krishna Maharaj has left long back in an accident to the Sarva Prabhupada, but still he is committing in the dream that "I will personally come to see you. And then you can come back." So few days passed, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj shared this story and he was thinking how Tamal Krishna Maharaj will fulfill his promise. He is not here personally, but how he will fulfill his promise. So suddenly, after a week or so, the one devotee, a disciple of the Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he comes with the deities of the Tamal Krishna Maharaj and then he shows up there and he requests and brought the garland of the Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he offered to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He said, "This is the spiritual culture, this is spiritual relationship. Any commitment, any promises made on the spiritual grounds cannot go away." The Tamal Krishna Maharaj committed and he inspired his disciple so to bring his vigraha. As we know, spiritual personalities, their photos, vigraha, they are not different from themselves. Similarly, we perceive here Prabhupada. Similarly, he said, "Now I know why for such a long period of time I was not giving up my body." So he commits there that now I can peacefully leave this world. And then sure enough, within a week, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj leaves this world and goes to join Prabhupada in somewhere else. These are the basic foundation of spiritual relationship once we have developed. And this relationship is examples, they are examples that once we start cultivating this relationships, just like a Lord comes to see here Prutu Maharaj, he sees the all the good qualities exhibited by him. So similarly, we can have our own. So there is no good example available for us. So we can be example for our own self. So just like Prabhupada says that everyone has to fly its own plane. So looking at this, there's this word Atmaha. So killer of the soul. Instead of the killer of soul, we have to become the savior of the soul. The first soul we have to save is save ourselves by developing a spiritual relationship or making Krishna in our center and practicing Krishna consciousness. We become leader for ourselves and example for self, and then this can be emulated. There is everyone is example for himself or leader for himself. Then he becomes a leader for the family, then the society and the community and the world in large. If we have spiritual leaders in every family, then every family can be saved, the whole world can be saved in this way. So just one with small anecdote we end. One time, one devotee was asking Shyamanand Prabhu that, Prabhuji, please give us your time. I want to spend some time and I have spiritual dialogue with you. He said, I don't have any time because nowadays I am preaching to a very important person in the world. So this devotee enthusiastically asked, what is that, Prabhuji? Whom you are preaching? Please let me know. We met some other time, but let me know whom you are preaching. The Shyamanand Prabhu says, I am preaching to my mind. The most important person in my life is my mind, and I am trying to preach him. So similarly, if we preach to our own mind, we can save ourselves, we can save our family, and save the whole world together. It's not one person's job, but everyone's job. So I end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की शिल प्रभुपाद की जय।